If you've been noticing in your local petrol or diesel forecourt, petrol and diesel forecourt, indeed, the price is going in a different direction over the last number of days, you would be correct. The situation is that after months of price rises, sometimes extreme price rises, responding to different international factors, particularly the conflict which continues in the Ukraine, the prices have started to go the other way. It's all tied in larger detail, I suppose, to the price of a barrel of oil. With me on the line to talk about exactly what is happening here and maybe why it's happening is Kevin McPartlin of Fuels for Ireland. Kevin, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, Gerry. How are you doing?
Not too bad. No, it was up at 214, 215, 220 in some places. It's starting to come down now. It's below the €2 mark, as low as 193 for unleaded, 195 for diesel, I saw on my way into work this morning. And it seems to be at least, relatively speaking, consistently falling at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, over the last couple of weeks, there's been a few things that have happened. And first of all, I have to say thanks for giving us a chance to talk about prices coming down.
Sure, we said, in fairness, we had you on and you were getting a lot of stick for prices going up. So we said we'd talk to you when prices come down as well.
Well, not every radio station is as fair as Radio Kerry, then, let me put it that way to you. Look, so there's a few things have happened. So one, and I said to you listeners last time we were talking about this, that when the Russia invaded Ukraine, although we didn't get an awful lot of supply from Russia, the global markets were impacted, and it meant that people had to start new relationships, had to start buying from places that they didn't usually buy, had to deal with shipping companies they didn't usually deal with, and that uncertainty or that disruption had an impact on prices. Now, that has settled down a bit, and for us, what that meant was that we were buying a little bit more from the Gulf states than we previously did, looking at different shippers. So that uncertainty has taken out, those relationships were established, and now people are a little more confident. That's one thing. The other thing that happened is OPEC have announced that they are increasing their production. And any junior cert economic student will tell you, if you increase supply, it puts a downward pressure on prices. The dollar is still very high against the euro, which is having an impact still. If the dollar were to weaken, that would also have a positive impact for us on pricing. But we'll have to wait and see how that goes in the next few weeks. What I can say, I know your next question is going to be is this likely to continue? Is the trend going to continue going down? I don't know. I mean, there are so many moving parts here. Currencies, all the different things.
And that's still the whole point, Kevin, isn't it? There's so many different variable and changing factors. Mm. As you mentioned, the strength of the dollar against the euro, the supply situation, what OPEC decides to do, the continuing conflict, all of those different, and heading into a different time of year then when maybe demand might increase for other types of fuel that comes from the barrel of oil. So all of that will factor into what happens next.
Yeah, and the really big risk, and it's not to scare people because we don't think it's at all likely, but what we have to prepare for just in case is if the disruption to the European gas supply is very significant going into the winter, you will have some European countries that decide to switch from gas to oil for their electricity generation, and that would put a major pressure on global markets. But, your listeners will have been reading in different newspapers over the last few weeks, there has been a lot of work being done by government, and we're involved with it too, to plan for every eventuality, and we're pretty comfortable with that. And the most important thing is supply is fine. We know that we have plenty of stock. We know that the supply pipeline looks really, really good. So we don't have any concerns on that level. But it's just about making sure that people can afford the fuel going forward, because, it has been a very, very tough time.
Yeah, it certainly has. Looking at, I suppose, the differences in what you underlined there in terms of the changes and how quickly things can change, Kevin, is a story from yesterday that oil prices globally dropped to their lowest levels since before the invasion of Ukraine, as traders were concerned over the possibility of maybe recession and inflation blunting demand, I guess. But then this morning, news is it's kind of gone back up again, inched back up again, because of supply shortage concerns, and I suppose that kind of underlines how quickly this can change, and then how it feeds into what you're paying for
exactly.
Your petrol.
And some people have been following the barrel of crude price, and that's fluctuated sort of up to 20% over the last few weeks. It goes up and down quite wildly, and that's why we've been saying it's not terribly reliable, because when things are so volatile, You need to look at over a period of time. It's why the most effective indicator is the wholesale fuel price, and they are available. You can look them up online. The global wholesale price for diesel, petrol, and kerosene, and they all have come down over the last few days. There've been little blips. Have been up and down a little bit over the last couple of weeks, but the fundamental trend is down, and that's what we're seeing reflected on forecourts and in the home heating oil depots at the moment.
Kevin, it's hard to predict where it's going to go from here. All of those factors obviously will weigh into it. A lot of people are concerned, though, and worried about the winter for various reasons.
Of course. And you know, we have to recognise that while the trend has been down in the last couple of weeks, we're still paying more for fuel now than we were this time last year. And as we come into the end of the summer, people are beginning to think about their home heating oil, and maybe people who would normally have been able to fill up for, you know, €800 you know, last year or the last couple of years, and now looking at it being over €1,000, and that's still a fact. You know, it's still the case that fuel is more expensive than it typically has been, but it's not.
We're at a high level. We're at a high rate here still, even with it falling down to the 190s, shall we call it that. We're still at a very high level that people are having to deal with, and on petrol and diesel anyway, and kerosene. I know you're talking about as well. Home heating oil is at a much higher level despite the drops.
Yeah, and it's much higher than it was this time last year on all three, and you know it's still needs to be pointed out that the only people who make more money from high fuel prices are government, because of the high tax take, you know, VAT is added onto the final price, so they do very well when prices are high, but it seems that the government has made a decision that they're not going to do anything else on tax on fuel at the moment. We wait and see what happens in the budget, but we need to just make sure that people are cushioned from the worst excess of this, because it is a very difficult thing. And the truth of the matter is, you know, people don't buy petrol, diesel or kerosene for the crack. People buy petrol and diesel because they need to get to work, they need to drop the kids to school, they need to go and do their shopping, they need to go and visit their family, all those things. Businesses need to get products to market, and people buy kerosene because they need to heat their homes.
Yeah.
And what we have to recognise is, it's not like if I drink Coca-Cola and I think if it's getting too expensive, I can go to an own brand, or I can buy the multi-pack. There are ways of reducing the cost. That isn't the case with fuel.
No.
It's a non-discretionary spend, and it has an impact on inflation for absolutely everything else, because everything in the supermarket that's delivered is delivered by a truck that's burning diesel. So we have to recognise that the fuel has a particularly important part in the social and economic life of the country.
Yeah. We certainly do. Look, on the wider front, there are other companies that are making profits at the moment because prices are high. We saw the profits for the major international oil companies going up. We also have renewable energy companies going up. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is considering a tax on energy company profits in next month's budget. Would that have an effect, do you think? We're a small market, obviously. Would that have an effect on the price if companies' profits were taxed, do you think, Kevin, down the line?
I can't speak to it with any great expertise, Jerry, sure, honestly, because none of the Fuels for Ireland members would be in that category. If you're looking at that from an oil perspective, you're looking at the what they call the super majors, the global companies that have a presence.
The BPs,
right,
the Exxon Mobiles, the Shells of the world.
Yeah, the people who go from exploration right the way through to forecourts. We don't have anybody in that category. I think in Ireland, the people who would be most impacted by that would be the gas network, Bulgash, and you'd have to ask them. I wouldn't be able to say on it.
Sure, sure. Windfall taxes, though, it sounds great, but, you know, do they work, I wonder, is the question. Would they make an impact, and would they be passed on, I suppose, to customers in the form of higher prices? That's all the things that have to be considered when it comes to things like that, Kevin.
Yeah, and there's not much of a windfall being felt in the liquid fuel business since Ukraine. Yeah.
Are margins still as tight as ever for forecourts in terms of what they get out of the every litre of fuel sold?
They are, because typically what most forecourt operators do, not all, but most forecourt operators do, they don't apply a percentage margin. They say we will put X number of cent on top of the wholesale price. And it's a very small number, you know. So the margins are very tight. And the thing about it is, you know, as you know, you were able to tell me what the prices were when you were driving in to work this morning. Our prices are up in big, you know, bright lights as you're driving past. If you're trying to go beyond what is a reasonable profit margin, the place down the road won't, and people will see the two prices as they're driving around, and you know who's going to be busiest. It's a really, really tight, competitive business.
Yeah, as evidenced by a listener who says petrol and diesel is still €2.05 in West Kerry. I was in Cork during the week and at all fuel stations displaying on or less than 1.97. So, and I've seen, as I said, saw a price of 1.93 myself and 1.95 this morning where I was travelling through the county.
I should say, though, one thing that you'd have to say in fairness to the place that is charging, you know, still over two, they may have got their delivery a week ago.
Yeah.
You know, there are some forecourts that get more than one delivery a day. Some get them once every 10 or 12 days. And it depends when you bought the fuel. And you know, it is difficult for service stations to have consistency. You know, if their option is sell at a loss or try and get rid of the stock that they have, and then reduce the price when they bought at a lower wholesale price, I think that's a reasonable thing. So I don't know the details of that case, but I'm just saying that may well be what happened there.
Yeah, that could be the situation in regards to that. So it does change over time, and that's a thing to remember as well. Okay, Kevin, look, I'm not going to ask you what's going to happen next because God only knows. Everyone will just have to watch and wait, I suppose.
Well, let's just say we're optimistic that we're in a period of stability now. We're optimistic. I just don't. And anybody who tells you that they know what's going to happen with the oil prices is either a liar or they're a multi-billionaire, and I'm neither of those things, Jerry.
That's for sure. Kevin, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme this morning. That's Kevin McPartland there of Fuels for Ireland, talking about the direction, the stability, I suppose you could say, the direction as well of the price of petrol and diesel, still at a very high level compared to what it was 12 months ago, still creating a lot of difficulties for people, but at least not at the eye-watering totals that it has been since late February, early March.